It started for real. My older sister was taking photos and had a good cameras, and I was around 10 years old or something. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I started go with her and do some photography. Yes, that's for there it started for real. And a little bit later, I got my own camera, and all the time since then, I have been taking photos.
Welcome to the University of Manitoba's Icelandic Radio Journal, a continuing series of shorts documenting interviews and fragments that highlight Icelandic culture in Winnipeg. This special Radio Journal series was created in commemoration of the 60th anniversary of the establishment of the chair of the Icelandic department at the University of Manitoba. In this special edition, we are joined by photographer and pilot Guðni Þorbjörnsson, whose photo exhibition, entitled Where the Mountains Meet the Sky, was recently opened at the new Iceland Heritage Museum in Gimli, Manitoba. Where the Mountains Meet the Sky is an exhibition of mostly aerial landscape photographs, each within a short accompanying text. It is a sort of photo journal documenting a two-day plane journey through the Westfjords of Iceland.
The Westfjords have been my favorite in Iceland. Many other places in Iceland are very beautiful, but the Westfjords are my biggest favorite. It's a magnificent landscape. I decided to describe this as a journey, two-day journey, mm-hmm. not just beautiful pictures. Mm-hmm. I decided to do this way, to show it how I do this in real, take a journey and make this text for each image, mm-hmm. and the map of it. I think it's better.
As it is presented chronologically, photo number one in the exhibition is also the first photo of the two-day journey. The text that accompanies the photograph reads as follows. After having flown over Breiðafjörður, past Flatey, the first destination is Rauðisandur. This is a settled area in the western Barðastrandir county and reaches from Skorahlíðar out to Látrabjarg. The land itself is rather narrow, and from it rise mountains with sharp sides and high cliffs. The lagoon Bayarvadat divides the land in two. In front of the lagoon is a bar of reddish, yellow, shell fragment sand, and the consensus is that the area takes its name from this formation. The primary settlement in the area is Sauðabær, where ancient chieftains lived, and there was a county commissioner's office there in the 16th and 17th centuries. In Rauðisandur is another famous farm, now deserted, called Sjöndará, where a terrible murder was committed at the beginning of the 19th century.
This is just so interesting to come when I start the exhibition over there, because this is my start point at Westfjords. Mm-hmm. I fly over the Breiðafjörður and Flatey. It's a bay over there. And I came start at the Westfjords on this place. It's so beautiful, this white sand and white and red sand, and it's so magnificent to see that. And it's also interesting to this place, this terrible murder in the early 80s. Therefore, I decide to start it over there.
The aircraft TF-ULV is commonly known as the Little Wolf. It is a French-made aircraft of Yodel DR-1050 type, manufactured in 1960 and thus 51 years old, but has been flown less than 3,000 hours and is always stored in a heated hangar. The Little Wolf is well-suited and specially designed for aerial photography and filming. Photographs are taken through retractable panes in the side windows, and there is equipment for attaching still cameras and video cameras in various places on the exterior, whose use can be controlled through a screen and remote controls from the flight cabin. Few things are as dear to me as the Little Wolf. That is part of the reason I completely rebuilt the aircraft in 2009 and 2010, a project that occupied all my free time. As a result, it became an important part of my psyche and almost an extension of my physical self. After the rebuild, I flew the little wolf for the first time on July 24th, 2010. I feel as strong a connection to the aircraft as sailors do to their boats or farmers to their horses.
It's not the easiest thing. I fly the plane myself, but I have a safety pilot, co-pilot with me. But I fly the plane with my knees. I put the steering stick between my knees and I fly and take pictures out of the window, of my left window, and fly the plane by the knees and my feet. But because of most of these photos are taken from a low altitude and very nearby mountains and other and rocks and mountains and other things, therefore I always have a safety pilot. It's a man that I trust perfectly, and he looks forward and he looks for the meters and everything in the cockpit, speed and altitude, and he is my safety. He pass out that I does not fly into a mountain or something or to the ground. But this is a much, it's not easy thing to do. This is a many years of training to do that. I look out through the viewfinder of my camera and see what I see, and maybe I want a little bit other view. Therefore, I just change my knee to get something else into the view. It's a perfect match for me to be able to control the plane and the camera at the same time. That's the best thing for me to do. Therefore, I get exactly what I'm looking for. The landscape of Iceland is so beautiful, and the angle when I'm flying, I have been, before I took my pilot license, I have been traveling around on car, on motorbike and everything. But when I get to the air, it's a total different angle of view.
When I fly through Ísafjörður Deep, I always make a low pass over the island of Vigur as one of my Westfjord traditions. Vigur is one of three islands in Ísafjörður Deep, and one of two that have been settled. It is just outside Skutulsfjörður, long and thin as the picture shows, and its name comes from its shape. Vigur in Old Icelandic means spear.
Vigur and Æði, that's one of the... always when I go to Westfjords, I always fly by Vigur and Æði.
Æði is the largest island in Ísafjörður Deep and takes its name from the eider duck nesting grounds. There is a lot of bird life there. The island is completely overgrown, sits rather low in the water, 34 meters at its highest. Ísafjörður Deep is among the deepest fjords in the country and one of the main features of the West Fjords, given that it almost completely divides the jaw of the West Fjords. At the opening of Ísafjörður Deep, it's approximately 20 kilometers from Grænuhlíð to Óshlíð. The Æði Lighthouse, which can be seen in the picture on the left, was built in 1944, but wasn't put in use until 1949 due to a shortage of lamps. But then finally a lamp was received from England. The lighthouse had a gas light originally, and until the year 1988, when it was electrified. The lighthouse is a concrete cylindrical and conical tower, 12.8 meters tall, and the focal plane is 30 meters above sea level. The designer of the lighthouse was the engineer Axel Sveinsson.
In Westfjords are airports, small, tiny little airports all over the place. It's over 20 airports on this Westfjord, but just three of them are in regular use by commercial air. But all the other are old airports. They were used 20-30 years ago when the roads were not as fine as now. Mm-hmm. But the airports, they are unregistered today, but they are there and I can use them because I know them they are all right. Therefore, I land for so many places. There's one thing, it's very dear to me. It's Reykjarfjörður on Hot Strands. That's to go over there. You cannot go to there by car. Okay. You have to go walking, flying, or on boat. it's no road to Reykjafjörð. It's over here on hot strands. The nearest road is here. It's a very famous place to hiking people. Let's go over there walking. Or people take a boat from Ísafjörður and sail to it. But it's so much freedom for me to be able to fly over there, land, and walk to the swimming pool and enjoy this magnificent place. And I sometimes do that just for fun to fly from my hometown, Mosfellsbær, in the evening at the summertime. It's bright, all 24 hours. I fly to Reykjafjörður, go to swimming pool, and just home again. It's amazing.